Today's episode of Part of My Take is brought to you by Blue Apron. Blue Apron's mission is to make incredible home cooking accessible to everyone. They achieve this by supporting a more sustainable food system, setting the highest standards for ingredients, and building a community of home chefs. It is really easy. They send you all the ingredients you need, and you can have a home-cooked meal that tastes delicious. Cooking together builds strong family bonds. Everyone knows that. And those who spend a lot of eating out or high-end grocery chains can now spend under $10 per person for a delicious meal. Here's some of the meals they have in September. You ready for this? Paprika, spiced shrimp, and cheddar grits with tomato and sweet corn. And then we got a spicy hoisin, I think I said that wrong, chicken stir fry with baby bok choy and sesame ginger cucumber salad. Don't do the, you know, order out delivery Chinese food. It's got grease all over it. Blue Apron is delicious, and it's good for you. And I have a deal for everyone listening right now. Here's the deal. Check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free. Yes, free, with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/pardon. I'm giving you free meals. You have to take this. You will love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron. So don't wait. Go to blueapron.com/pardon and get those meals free. On us right now. It is so easy. Do it. blueapron.com/pardon. Let's go.
Pardon My Take, presented by
Barstool
Sports.
Welcome to Part of My Take. It is Monday, September 19th. NFL Week 2 is here. Andy Roadhouse Dalton didn't like the road this week. The Bengals fall to the Steelers 24-16.
Marcus J. Mariotti wrote another great chapter in his book, Twitter blocking the Lions from victory 16-15.
RG 0-2. Ravens beat Browns 25-20.
Whoop! 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 Dak Lives Matter in Washington as the Cowboys beat the R-Words 27-23.
The Giants start the season on a high note as coach Ben McAdoo leads them to their second victory, rolling up the Saints 16-13.
Whoop! They're not gonna get them! You're absolutely right, Boom. Kelvin Benjamin Netanyahu was building settlements all over the NFC West Bank as the Panthers beat the 49ers 46-27.
Jacoby Brissett cooked it low and slow as the Patriots barbecued the Dolphins 31-24.
Whoop, 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 whoop. Houston, permission to launch the rocket ship. Osweiler and the Texans win 19-12.
Peter, Paul, and Mary Carroll had no magic dragon out in L.A. Rams puff Seahawks 9-3.
Whoop. You said it, Boom.
Well, I'm standing on the corner in Jameis Winston, Arizona, and such a fine sight to see. It's a coach, my lord, in a flatbed Ford, slowing down to take a look at me. Come on, Brucey, don't say losey. I gotta know if Arizona is gonna save me.
Cards beat Tampa Bay 40-7.
Travis Benjamin Netanyahu was building settlements all over the AFC West Bank as the Chargers beat the Jaguars 38-14.
The Raiders lost 35-28.
Von Miller from Texas A&M. Wake up, Baggy. I got something to say to you. It's late September and the Indianapolis Colts are 0-2. Broncos beat the Colts 34-20.
What?
All right. That felt good.
That's becoming one of my favorite parts of the weekend.
I don't know if we're going to be able to keep doing that. I don't know if people are going to get sick of it, but we certainly are not. Week 2 NFL. Welcome to Part of My Take. We are here. That was your quick recap of all the games. Let's take a breath. I need to talk to you about something.
Okay.
I hate Andrew Luck.
I know you do.
I really, really hate Andrew Luck.
Is it time to ask, is Andrew Luck a bust?
Andrew Luck has caused me so many gambling woes, and the latest one this week where he was just throwing the game away, he threw a pick six, then he... Now, the fumble six, I understand Von Miller is out of this world. Best defensive player in the league. It's not even close. There's no one even who can touch him, not in the same stratosphere, not any Houston Texans, no one. It's Von Miller and then a bunch of random guys.
Bunch of losers.
But still, Andrew Luck, just hold on to the goddamn ball.
It wasn't even the blind side that Miller got him. It was his eye side.
Right.
His eye side. Head on. Miller was coming directly at him, and he just held on to it. By the way, I think that the term fumble six is criminally underused.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to see it brought to the forefront again.
I agree with that.
Fumble six is in honor of Rex Grossman. He made it cool.
Oh, yeah.
Andrew Luck is making the fumble six cool again.
Yeah, there we go. Listen, I don't even know the blur that happens on football weekends in the fall. I mean, I watch every single game, college and NFL. I can't really tell you anything from it except that I hate Andrew Luck. Like, that's my biggest takeaway.
Yeah, my biggest takeaway is that Kirk Cousins is still really good.
Oh, yeah.
He is not afraid to sling it.
Okay.
That guy, he'll stare down a receiver on a slant route and not even look at the middle of the field. That's the type of confidence that you need your quarterback to have.
Kirk, by the way, and the Washington Redskins, they really like running the fade. They like running the fade so much that old man Wilbon got off his, I hate Jay Cutler, I'm going to bash the Bears at every single chance I get to take down the fade.
Oh, for some reason this just popped into my head. Didn't you say last week that Jameis Winston was your MVP candidate?
Yes.
Yeah. That's looking pretty good.
Yep. I told everyone on Friday, my dumb brain always goes with recency bias.
Yep.
So I took Jameis in the desert, and we saw...
No crab legs in the desert.
Shout out to the Eagles for those lyrics that you heard. All-time band. Probably my number one favorite band of all time. It's 1A Eagles, 1-2 Rod Stewart.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, the Buccaneers looked awful.
Another big takeaway,
mm-hmm.
Jeff Fisher. 500.
Oh,
and
man.
Not to brag, but we called it last week.
Yes, we did.
This was a Jeff Fisher special. You knew he was going to win this game. Hey, by the way, not a lot of people are talking about this. It's been 22 years since the Rams have scored a touchdown
in LA.
Yes. So
little sabermetrics. Yeah, early sabermetric, not even the segment zone.
And it's been 20 seconds since somebody's made a joke about the L.A. Rams not scoring a touchdown in 20 years.
L.A. Rams also, it was cool seeing the stadium. It was cool seeing the Coliseum. Also, of course,
really?
A lot of fights.
Was it really that cool
to
see
the Coliseum?
Yeah, I thought
it was cool. I'm a big stadium guy.
You're one
I like
of those
to look
guys.
At stadiums. Yeah. I'm a big aerial shot guy. Like, give me more blimp shots.
Are you the guy that says, the NFL is a better league when the Cowboys and the Raiders are excellent?
No, I don't give a fuck about that. I'm just saying I like to look at stadiums.
Your whole stadium spiel kind of reminds me of one of those guys.
No, so. I like to look at stadiums. I don't think that's good. Bridges and stadiums. Love to look at them.
I'll give you bridges.
Yeah. Bridges are cool.
Yeah.
What else do we have? What other takeaways did you have from the weekend?
Well, let's see. Matt Ryan, is he back?
Oh, okay. So let's hop right into it. Our Monday morning, Tiger Woods, who's back, Memorial. For Tiger Woods being back.
Tiger Woods is back.
Yeah. So are you going with Matt Ryan?
No, I'm going to go with Jesus because it looks like Danny Woodhead's ACL might not be torn, maybe. And by the time you're hearing this tomorrow, you'll probably know.
Yep.
So I'm just going to say Jesus healed Danny's knee. Thank you, Jesus. So mine is a tie between Jesus and steroids.
Okay.
So steroids are back. J.J. Watt had two huge sacks. Yeah. Not implying anything. Huh. Just saying.
Okay.
He had a like really serious surgery a couple weeks ago, right?
He was a two-star recruit?
Two-star walk. Then he was a walk-on to...
Okay, yeah.
Nobody wanted him at Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Now he's... Anyways, he had two sacks.
Okay.
So Jesus and steroids, shout out.
Okay. My Tiger Woods Who's Back Memorial Who's Back. I am going with Matt Ryan. He's back.
Matt Ryan, that's a dude.
Went on the road, won a game. Matty Ice... Bring it back out. And I also am going with Alabama football.
Ooh.
They finally got the monkey off their back. Big win. Slayed the dragon, Ole Miss.
That's right.
Rare that Alabama gets a win like that.
So Alabama, they were They were back when they won the BCS last year.
No.
But they went to not being back the week that they played Ole Miss again, right?
Yeah, because they had lost two in a row to them.
That's right. People don't talk about that, but they did win, and they won rather impressively.
But did not cover the spread.
I didn't watch the game.
I Gucci cursed myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was. I did. I really Gucci cursed myself. It was bad.
And I'd like to say congratulations to the 2016 World Series champion Chicago Cubs.
Okay, so let's do it. Yeah, because Friday when we tape the show Thursday night, the Cubs had not clinched yet. The Cubs clinched. Just a shout out to everyone out there who's like, oh, it's so lame. You shouldn't celebrate when you clinch on a loss. The Cubs have the best record in baseball. They've won the most games. They're the best team in baseball. They're the first team to clinch. Oh, wow. Like, randomly, they clinched on the same day they lost. Boo-hoo.
Also, they haven't won anything in forever.
Yeah.
So, like, you take your celebrations where you can get
Well, actually, that's not true. Won the NL Central.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. That counts for something, right? You get a trophy for that, don't you?
It's a little shirt.
Yeah, you get a shirt. Okay.
A shirt.
Okay.
It's a nice shirt. It's like a gray, Heather Gray.
All right, well, congrats to the future World Series champions. You guys are Gucci, so very proud of you over here, Big Cat.
Yeah, okay. Hey, you know who's Gucci? Danny Woodhead, idiot. Hank, who you got back?
Nebraska football.
Oh,
Huge week 3 win against 22nd-ranked Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
The program's back.
Yes.
Wait, you pronounce Oregon like an absolute maniac.
Oregon.
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 It's Oregon.
Yeah, Oregon.
Oregon.
Well, they're Oregon because Nebraska booted them out of the country.
Nebraska is actually a very frequent member of the Who's Back.
People
Texas
love,
and Nebraska, they love to declare them back.
They love bringing Nebraska back. Yes. They love bringing Michigan back, too.
Yep.
Like, is Michigan...
Notre Dame is another one. They love bringing those teams back because they just used to be good and haven't been good in years.
Yeah. So, I think that was a pretty good Who's Back of the
yeah.
week. We covered all of our bases there.
I agree.
I would say Jeff Fisher's back, but, I mean, he's never
he's right
gone.
Where he needs to be. Yeah, he's exactly where he needs to be. Embrace debate with that one. Tell us who's back, who won your Who's Back of the weekend. And then speaking of debate, we have Football Guy of the Week, a Monday tradition unlike any other. Here's what we're working with this week. Ready? As always, Nick Saban finds his way in. We swear we're not doing this on purpose. Mm-hmm. Nick Saban said after the game, it was hot in Ole Miss. He said, we got coaches getting IVs, players getting IVs, but the old fellow doesn't need an IV because they don't make them like they used to.
That's such an old guy.
I think he's
guy
is he
saying.
Talking about
he's
himself?
He's talking about himself, yeah.
Okay.
He's referring to yourself as the old guy.
Yeah.
That is a football guy move.
Yep. Then we also have, so that's in the running. We have Melvin Gordon's mom, so football gal of the week. Melvin's Gordon mom, she didn't wear Melvin Gordon's jersey. This week was the first time she ever wore his Chargers jersey because she said he had to earn her respect.
Yeah, I love that. And that is a football guy move, and I like that we're including girls in the football guy.
Gals.
She's
gals.
A football gal for men, and I like where she's going with this because – you know, parents these days are too quick to just, they'll put on their son's jersey just because, you know, they gave birth to him and raised him.
Yeah.
And Melvin Gordon's mom needs a little bit more than that. What I don't like on the other side of the coin is that it almost seems like she's asking for a participation trophy for raising her son the right way. She's going out there, she's making a big deal about it, saying, hey, everybody, look at me. I'm neglecting my son because I'm a tough parent. So it's almost like she's raising her hand for it, but I will say this. She does have my vote this week. I'm casting my lot with Mrs. Gordon.
I like Melvin Gordon's mom, because if you remember, it also went viral last year. She doesn't wear, Melvin Gordon's jersey. He needs to earn her respect, but she does accept, new, BMWs for Mother's Day from Melvin Gordon.
Okay.
So
she'll take that.
Yeah, she'll take that.
All right, a little selective.
The respect thing. We got to earn that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and then we have a couple guys. Jeff Fisher, who we just mentioned, he's not back, so we're taking him out.
Okay.
He's not football guy of the week because he's just right where he needs to be.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we shouldn't give him awards for being 500. That's what we expect of him.
Mm-hmm.
We should start giving him football guy awards when he gets, like, to 2-1.
Yeah.
That's big time. But Art Briles. Art Briles showed up to the Baylor Rice game on Friday night. I think, did he show up with Sean Oakman? Did I make that up?
I'm not sure if he was with Oakman or not, but I know he was in the crowd.
Okay. He just loves his guys. He just loves his guys. Yeah. He just needs to be around his guys. He needs to be around football.
His dudes.
Yeah, his dudes. So shout out to Art Briles.
So I think that what Briles was doing was he was actually doing scout, even though he doesn't have a job. He was scouting. Because football guys, they don't stop producing scouting reports. Like, mm-hmm. if they're out of coaching, I guarantee you that Greg Schiano had, like, an entire room in his house filled up with scouting reports for the 2 years he was out of football.
Yeah.
You just never stop. It's like a habit.
Yeah, and I liked that everyone cheered for him. That was a really classy move. Way to keep your priorities straight, because everyone knows Art Briles, big-time white guy persecution.
Yeah, I think it was Rice. It was at Rice.
It was at Rice, but the Baylor fans, no one's a Rice fan. So the Baylor fans that go to Rice.
And the people that were in Houston.
Right.
That happened to be there at the time.
Right.
And like found the free tickets on Craigslist and showed up.
Right.
Gave Briles a standing ovation.
Yeah,
so
which
good.
Is nice. Right. Because we know that Art Briles, he really got a bum rap, you know? I mean, so what? He looked the other way for a
couple dozen.
Yeah. Really heinous crimes.
Let he who has not turned a blind eye to sexual assault cast the first stone.
Right, exactly.
Mine goes to Melvin Gordon. Melvin Gordon's mom.
Football gal.
Football gal of the week. I'm going to stick to my guns on that one.
Okay. I'm going to go with Saban. I think I'm just going to vote for Saban every week. The IVs line. He's like getting... I think... Now, I don't want to pat ourselves on the back here, guys.
But...
Do we think Saban listens to the show? Because wouldn't it be the ultimate Saban move to try to win Football Guy of the Week every week and do these things?
Because he doesn't want it to go to Harbaugh.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'll say this. If he doesn't listen to the show, he's got like one of his first year quality control people listening to the show and just saying, hey, if they're giving out awards, I want to win them. So tell me what I need to do to win.
Right. Okay.
So, hey, Nick Saban, this week, if you want to win, boy, it'd sure be a shame if you were to get into a fist fight with the opposing coach.
Hey, Saban, I don't know if you saw, but Harbaugh ate a booger. Maybe a little dingleberry. Maybe eat yourself a dingleberry on the sidelines.
Just reach down the back of the khakis.
Yeah.
Come up with a little treat.
Big in Germany.
Yeah.
So, and they're always at the front of the sports world.
That's
so
right. That's right.
Yeah.
Nobody's ever gone wrong from following a German's example. So you go for that, Saban.
Yeah. All right. And that's our Football Guy of the Week. What do you got for us in terms of ads? You got to... Suit ad.
I do. I want to talk to you guys about Indochino. They're custom suits. They're made to measure, but now it's affordable and it's available to the masses. A made to measure suit fits and feels great compared to just a generic one you pull off the rack at a certain warehouse's buy one, get half the store free, and none of them fit. So what's the point in that? It feels so great to have one that just it's made to measure. It wraps around your arms, your shoulders, your legs. You look good, you feel good, you're confident. Indochino has reinvented men's fashion, and their suit will be the best one you ever own. I have one. It's wonderful. Here's what you do. You go online to their website, Indochino.com. You pick your lining. You pick the lapel that you want. You pick your personal monogram. You have 14 unique measurements that go into making it. So they send you a measuring tape. You send your measurements to them. They send you back 100% merino wool suit that's made to measure, and there's a money-back guarantee. So if it shows up at your door, certain parts don't fit right, maybe you've put on a couple pounds in the week since you ordered it, you get to send it back, they send you a new one. And today, my listeners get any premium suit for just $3.99. That's up to 50% off at Indochino.com. That's Indochino.com. You enter promo code PMT, as in pardon my take, at checkout. Free shipping, too. So there's no reason for you to not try your first custom-made suit. With a deal this good and a suit that's this classic from their premium collection, it's going to look good, it's going to feel good, and it's going to last. Indochino, your look, your way.
All right, let's now kick it to two interviews. We have Robert Klemko from MMQB Sports Illustrated, and then we have Eat That Pussy from Twitter. So... nice little yin and yang for everyone out there for our interviews today. All right, we now welcome on Robert Klemko, who is a football writer at the MMQB, Sports Illustrated. Robert, you were actually at the Colts-Broncos game today, so I want to start there. When can we officially start talking about Andrew Luck not being a good quarterback?
Yeah, well, you know, It's hard to say that because I think that he had a pretty good chance to go down the field and win that game, if not for his right tackle just pretty much opening up the gate for Von Miller. But that's what every right tackle seems to do nowadays. But, yeah, I mean, if you're going to compare him and Trevor Siemian in this game, I think he throws a nicer ball, but Simeon's decision-making was on par with Andrew Luck's, which is saying a lot.
Yeah, and I'll just jump in here. You have to take what Big Cat says on a curve because he is strictly talking about his gambling. So, like, he had money on Andrew Luck and was disappointed. So now Andrew Luck to him
is
the worst quarterback.
Methinks
the lady protests too much over there,
all right.
Big Cat.
Yes, there's a gambling aspect to this. He threw that pick six. And the only thing I couldn't have there when I had six, I had the Colts plus 6.5 was that fumble return for a touchdown. But let's just pretend I didn't bet on that game. Andrew Luck, to me, gets the biggest pass in the NFL when it comes to criticism. The guy didn't have 100 yards, and I know the Broncos' defense is unbelievable. The guy didn't have 100 yards until the fourth quarter. He throws interceptions. He's very careless with the ball. And for some reason, no one says anything. I think it's just because he looks like a great quarterback. I think that's what it is. It's the look.
He looks like a great one. And I think what he does that entices people so much is that he's able to create plays with his feet and also take punishment, you know, despite the fact that he got hurt last year. But how many plays in this game should have been sacks because the Broncos defense was just dominating them, but he turned it into a first down?
Yeah, Andrew Luck is faster than RG3 as the crow flies. RG3, he darts around, he gets side to side. Luck gets downhill, and he's technically a faster quarterback by my measurables. So, Robert, you used to live in Chicago. You moved to Denver. You doing a lot of weed out there? Or, like, why would you ever move to Colorado? That doesn't make – like, you got a weed problem?
You know, it's kind of a complicated thing. My girlfriend sells slot machines to casinos, and she was living in Oklahoma. And so she was able to keep her job and move to Denver. And I figured Denver's a pretty good football team. It was December when we made this decision. So I can't go wrong moving there and doing the Broncos a little bit more. Marijuana had no it was not a factor.
Wow. So if slots, you say so. A slot salesman. You know, PFT actually is a slots guy. He loves to play slots.
Big slots guy.
Yeah.
Huge returns on the slot machines.
Yeah. Yeah.
Her big advice is do not play slot machines.
That's not fun.
Can't win if you don't play. Tell her that.
And your advice should be that don't bet on Andrew Luck anymore. All right. We're two games in. We always have fun because people seem to overreact. But now that we're two games in, and you always look at like the 0-2 teams that can't make the playoffs, or most 0-2 teams don't make the playoffs, what team so far has kind of surprised you with stumbling out of the gates?
I honestly thought the Colts would be a lot better, but that one comes to mind just because I'm sitting here. It's always surprising to me that a team knows that there are so many great edge rushers on their schedule, and they trot out guys like Joe Reitz and Mike Rimmers to block guys like Von Miller. And then in critical situations, they don't have any tight end or running back help. It's the most baffling thing in football to me. But remind me, who are the other 0-2 teams?
The Jacksonville Jaguars, kind of surprising.
Yeah, I think people thought they would be better, but they didn't really improve much on defense. So, I mean, if you're looking at them to win shootouts, like, I didn't expect them to be a playoff team.
Well, yeah. They could have scored more than, like, one offensive touchdown. That could help, too. have you noticed that every quarterback that's in some sort of reading club is winless this year?
Yeah, I think that's big. I mean, you ought to spend more time reading the playbook, right?
Ooh. Right, but you know about Blake's Wikipedia club, right?
No.
See, now, I don't understand why nobody else in the NFL media covers this except for us. He's in a Wikipedia reading club with us, with me and Big Cat.
Yeah.
He comes on once a month, and we read a Wikipedia page. And
You're talking about Blake Bortles.
Yeah. Yes.
Do you think
Would you guys say that among all NFL players, he's the one that you guys most identify with as a brand?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Do you guys?
Danny Woodhead until he tore his ACL and had to retire.
I don't want to talk about that right now. Does Blake Bortles read too much?
Look, they got one offensive touchdown. I think it's an overreaction to say that they're going to be an absolutely god-awful team.
But that sounded like you had a butt there.
There's no butt. I think the Jaguars will be fine down the road.
Okay. Okay. Hey, speaking of Woodhead, it kind of brings me back to your guys' camp tour that you did during the preseason. Think they would have been able to save Danny Woodhead's ACL if the ambulance had been able to take the bike lane?
You know, I was sitting next to Peter when he tweeted the picture, and it was like right afterwards, and I was like, you should delete that because people are gonna be upset, like people who drive bikes. And
Ride.
He was like, oh no, it's fine, it doesn't matter. And I was like, all right.
See,
started like
okay, that makes
sense. It started pouring in, but
You know, I was also with him in Milwaukee when he did the who was it that died? The comedian.
Robin Williams, yeah.
Robin Williams died, and he tweeted that. And that one, I didn't have as good a foresight. I didn't think anything of it.
Well, we have a little foresight on this show. So, I mean, we like to have fun. We're fans of Peter King. But every now and then, he gets into his nose into the trash. He smells something, you know, that he wants to take a bite of. And then a tweet like that happens. It happens to all of us, right?
He just has an odder sense of humor than most people. And it's a little bit, like, morbid. It's a little weird. Like, he discovered the poop emoji in 2014, and that's all he texted with for, like, 6 months, just poop emoji.
That's amazing.
Is it true that he runs an 8-minute mile?
He does run fast. Like, he texts me his mile times, like, with screenshots from
and the poop.
Whatever his running app is, and he's moving around, like, Central Park.
Wow.
Unsolicited mile times, or, like, are you a runner yourself?
So I run a little bit myself, and then he'll text it to me and be like, hey, you know, send me something. Okay. Beat it, you know?
Do you know, like, and I'm not going to, like, camp out and try to find him or anything, but you know, like, the route that he takes in Central Park and, like, the times that he likes to run there?
I have no – he likes to mix it up. And we talked about it. Like, seeing new things is kind of an inspiration in terms of running. I don't know if you guys run, but I hate seeing the same stuff.
Big time. Big runners. Yep. You get bored. Right, exactly.
Hey, let me ask you a football question here. How much money do you think that the Jets are going to pay Kirk Cousins over the next 3 years?
You know, if you look at Kirk, he's the Mendoza line of quarterbacks that Andy Dalton used to be before he got Hugh Jackson. This guy plays good against bad teams and poorly against good teams. I think it was an absolute perfect move to franchise him, because can you imagine them being stuck with him if he's playing the way he's playing now for 2 or 3, 4 years?
I can't imagine, because that's what the last 20 years of the Redskins have looked like. So, yeah, so, it's pretty easy to picture.
So, actually, that's the other 0-2 team that, you know, obviously they made the playoffs last year, which is probably not indicative of their talent level. But do you think that they're an 0-2 team that can kind of right the ship and get back into the race?
I think the Cowboys got a lot better, which is saying a lot with Dak Prescott, a quarterback. Watching that game, it made me think, why hasn't Tony Romo had success in clutch games with that offense? I mean, Dak Prescott is sitting there standing around for 6 or 7 seconds before he has to throw. Of course, a rookie quarterback is going to thrive in that situation. Mm-hmm. I think they don't have a chance just because I think the division got that much better.
Well, Romo doesn't have the clutch gene. That's what it is.
Is that a thing?
It's a thing. Oh yeah. Wait, you're an NFL writer? yeah, the clutch gene is a thing.
Not much of a writer, I guess. No, but I mean, Romo, when he had that same offensive line, he went to the, you know, they lost that game in Green Bay, but that a lot of people said that was the best team that year. So I think that's a little unfair, but you're probably right. Dak Prescott looks so good because that offensive line is so damn good, and he has great weapons.
Even though Romo was taking teams deep into the playoffs, nobody talked about him like, oh yeah, I'm going to start a franchise with Tony Romo. Nobody has ever had that conversation. He's always the guy who throws the late game interception to blow some lead that felt insurmountable an hour ago.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right.
Yeah, it's Tony, all right?
I missed that on Twitter. That's the Tony Romo fourth quarter meltdown is like the best Twitter of all time.
It absolutely is. Yeah, when he throws it. Sometimes what I like to do just for fun is I tweet out, wow, nice fourth quarter interception by Tony Romo. Please retweet this later when he actually does it. And then I look like a genius. Speaking of quarterbacks.
Yeah. Yeah. No, somebody 2 years ago put together one of those Twitter threads with every one of them, and it was the most depressing thing I've ever watched.
Speaking of quarterbacks, what do you see going on in New England? Are they just going to roll with Brissett? Is that his name? Brissett, like brisket.
Yeah. But
because he burns ends, right?
Uh-huh.
You get that?
Ooh,
that was off the top of the old head there. Yeah. But seriously, what do you think they're going to do? Because they're playing what, Thursday night?
Yeah, Thursday night against the Texans. So they're going to have some trouble protecting the passer no matter what.
They don't strike me as the kind of team that would, like, be unsatisfied with their third-string guy and then bring in some 33-year-old veteran like Sean Hill or whatever to start over him in 2 weeks. I mean, Tom comes back week 4. I think they roll the dice with Brissett for as long as they have to.
So they're just going to roll with Julian Edelman as the backup then?
Well, I think they got to sign a guy, but I don't think it would be a guy that they would even consider starting.
Tebow? Did I hear
there's
like
a playbook.
By omission? I heard Tebow.
every ESPN production assignment guy is hoping so that they can spend 2 weeks in a New England Airbnb.
Okay, so possibly Tebow, as first heard on part
maybe
of
Tebow.
My take. Okay, maybe Tebow.
Yeah. What is after 2 weeks and like I said, we're gonna put a disclaimer on it because it's been only 2 weeks. But if you had to pick the two teams that you see being in the Super Bowl after 2 weeks, give them to me.
Oh man.
Well, okay. Now let me phrase it a different way.
Okay.
All right. So my theory is that the NFL sucks. And it sucks, and they sell us parity, and they say, well, your team can make a run, but really it's just a lot of really shitty teams, and then there's like four good ones. Give me the four
yeah.
good ones that you believe in.
All right, so I think New England's going to go 14-2 or 15-1.
Mm-hmm.
I think Tom Brady's so angry right now, and he's going to be the best player he's ever been. So that's my AFC.
You know
who
else
pick.
Was angry though? Like just I because
mean,
you're an angry leader.
I could see the Broncos going far. If Trevor Siemian can throw some accurate balls past 15, 20. But, you know, that's a team that's all defense and C.J. Anderson. And C.J. Anderson looks like he's going to stand up and carry the load here. So those are my two AFC teams.
Okay. Now,
as NFC, go ahead.
I just want to jump in and say, as a Northwestern guy, aren't you obligated to mention where Trevor went to college?
I didn't go to Northwestern. I went to Maryland.
You're a journalist. Everybody went to Northwestern.
Yeah, or Syracuse.
You have to say yeah. that he's a Northwestern graduate. He's a – As a guy from, you're from Meadow, right? You went to Meadow.
I'll tell you who the top four most. I'll tell you who the top four most arrogant journalism schools are. It's Northwestern, Columbia up in New York.
Mm-hmm.
What's it called?
Mizzou.
Stanford and Mizzou.
Yeah.
Okay. And Syracuse.
Oh, and Syracuse. Yeah. Scratch Stanford. Give me Syracuse.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. We have a good. That's a Mount Rushmore of annoying journalist schools.
Yeah.
Okay, so NFC.
I'll put Cam Newton back in the Super Bowl just because I'm boring like that.
Okay.
I think maybe Arizona would be my fourth team. I think that give me that NFC championship right there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Did you stand for the national anthem today?
Yes, I did. I always stand for it just because one time in third grade I sung it at a talent show. And so I've just kind of felt a connection to it since then.
Oh. It's like your song. It's like
yeah,
it's like your lovemaking kind of, song with the USA.
Yeah, I have a sense of ownership for it. But you know, I don't think it could ever get so bad that I would sit for it. But I get why people do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So you've got the Panthers and the Cardinals. Those are two very brave picks coming out of the NFC. So what's your next, they always send you on these assignments that I'm pissed off that I didn't get to write about before you did. What's your next story so that I can undercut you?
I was thinking about watching Joe Reitz, the Panthers tackle today, and this like club that Von Miller has created of like sad, humongous right tackles in the NFL who can't get the job done. I mean, he looked very sad today in the locker room, and it was, you know, these guys stand up and they're nice guys and they do their media obligation, but they just want to be like, screw you, it's Von Miller, leave me alone.
So you're gonna start like a support club for people that have
yeah.
been just completely owned by Von Miller, just large sweaty sad men.
Yeah, talk to each of them and ask if they communicate, you know, what they think when they're watching, you know, their brethren on film.
Okay. That's fair.
So I'm going to write about that tomorrow so that you can't anymore. So thank you.
All right. Take it off my hands.
All right. We finish every interview with the final three questions. They're always the same for everyone. The first one is, do you wash your apples?
No, unless they're from like 7-Eleven.
Oh.
That, I like that. I like that because a gas station apple to me is a whole different species of apple from
yeah,
like the supermarket.
Yeah, a gas station apple, I feel like some truckers have come in and maybe handled it. I feel like there's a little bit more class in the apple handling department at a grocery store.
Wait,
maybe
so
I'm wrong.
How many apples do you buy at 7-Eleven in a given year?
So, like, I used to drive everywhere when I was in Chicago because you could drive to Indy or Minnesota or St. Louis or whatever. So I would buy, like, probably two or three at trip at
Whoa.
That time.
You're a big apple eater, huh?
Yeah, yeah. But
Whoa.
Out here, you know, I don't buy them on the road because you can't drive anywhere from Denver.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Because you're so high.
Yeah, because of the checkpoints at the border.
Got it. all right, second to last question. Who's the most famous person in your cell phone?
Oh, I used to have Ken Stabler's number.
Oh,
I
mean, you want to
RIP, he's dead.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think there his phone's still?
Senator, there was a senator that I had, but I'm blanking on his name. I talked to him for, like, a daily fantasy story. I'm always more impressed with, like...
Marco Rubio. Just say it was Marco Rubio.
...than the sports people. It wasn't Marco.
It was definitely Marco.
Yeah, it was for sure Marco.
Okay, so do you want to call Senator Rubio?
Can we conference him in?
Yeah, let's do it.
No, it was like that guy who said that that UFC was never going to last, and he was like the most prominent UFC opponent in New York legislature.
Oh, yeah, the human cockfighting guy. Shoot.
Yes.
I forget the guy's name, but yeah, okay. That's cool. That's cool.
I remember who you're talking about.
That's a cool name.
Yeah, okay.
Good all name. Right. We all haven't right. had a senator on this program yet.
All right, final question. Question I'm going to ask. You don't have to answer, but I'm going to ask anyway. We had to go here. What is your Uber ranking looking like these days?
You know, I don't know if enough of your fans are going to get that reference, but I don't know how to check that also. I've never checked it.
Okay. Well, our producer actually also, so this is why it works, is our producer has a really bad Uber ranking because he's gotten in more than one, I think, tiffs with Uber drivers.
I'm just kicked off Uber.
He's just kicked off Uber.
He can't use Uber anymore. He got into a fight with a driver that escalated into a police situation. So you guys have a lot in common. I don't know if that's something you guys want to talk about.
You know, I would like to know what it is. I find that because the directions are in the app, there's not a lot of margin for error for the Uber drivers. The conflict with the taxi drivers is always over the route.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that what happened?
I don't know.
Do you want to go there?
What you're talking about.
All right. Well, that's fair. Robert, thank you so much. We appreciate it. You deserve at least a couple of gummies tonight from doing this with us.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, guys. You know, it's I don't really enjoy. I really just don't enjoy that stuff. I'm not just paying lip service. I don't like it.
You're more of a Coke guy?
apples. The fact that you are an avid apple eater is so great because we ask that question to everyone, and a lot of people don't have a stance on it. But you were direct to the point. You eat a lot of apples, and you don't wash them.
Well, and I think about it a lot. The other reason, and not to get too deep into it, where the hell am I going to wash it from a gas station?
That's a good point, because you don't want to use that sink.
Yeah, I don't even want to touch the key to get into the bathroom to use the sink. It's just I'm robbing Peter to pay Paul.
Right. All you got to so your only option would be to buy like a bottle of water from the gas station, then just dump it all over the apple like an idiot in the parking lot and just waste a full bottle of like brand new water. Right. So you don't want to do that. I'm with you. Right. We don't wash our apples on this show. So I'm glad to hear that we've got a kindred spirit.
Yeah. All right, guys. Thank you for having me.
Thanks so much, Robert. Really appreciate it.
And now for something completely different.
All right. We now welcome on Eagles, famous Philadelphia Eagles fan, Eat That Pussy 445. You can find him on Twitter at Fat Pussy Is Yummy. Eat That Pussy 445. What's up, man? You ready to get yourself bitch slapped on Monday Night Football?
No, man, I'm not ready to get bitch slapped, dude. I mean, it's going to be a fucking rough-ass game. That shit going to be rugged as fuck. But hopefully we can pull that shit out. It's going to be tough as fuck, man.
Mr. Dat Pussy, I had actually one request. We talked about doing this a month ago. You remember back on I forget what radio station that was, but they had a guy that was pretending to be a black guy calling into the show. We were wondering if you could pretend to be an Italian guy calling into our show. Like, what would you say as an Italian Eagles fan?
I have no fucking clue, man.
Can you do an Italian impression? Like, something from The Godfather or Casino?
Who's the bad guy?
Let's see. I could be on some Tony Montana shit. Let's see.
I love that. That's our big... I'm a big Scarface impression guy. What do you got? Give it to me.
All right. So... You want to play it off? Okay. I fucking bury all you maricons. Feel me?
Yes. That's good. Okay.
Hell yeah, I'll do mine real quick, just so we can compare. Who's the bad guy? You want who? Point to the bad guy. Who's the bad guy? Say goodnight to the bad guy. That's pretty good, right?
I love that shit.
Yeah, it's the best. All right, let's get serious for a second. Carson Wentz, are you a believer?
Not yet.
That's fair.
I mean, you know, the motherfucker, man, he beat the shit out the Browns. My thing is this, though. Like, motherfuckers talking shit. Oh, my gosh, it's the Browns. I don't give a fuck. My nigga showed his ass. He went out there and he showed that he's a motherfucking monster. But, you know, it is the Browns. You feel me? It's like I want him to go out there. Nigga, if you can fuck with Pittsburgh on that level, oh, shit.
That's a good point.
It's like... Nigga, yeah. Let's go eat. Fuck, I'm celebrating. I don't give a fuck.
What about the Bears? Where are they on that level? Like, if Carson Wentz comes out and takes my Bears to the woodshed, what are we eating? What are you eating? I'm eating tears, but what are you eating?
What am I eating? Yeah. Shit, I'm eating some fucking chicken strips, nigga, with like a fucking dash of chili bean sauce, nigga, with some cheese upon that bitch.
Oh, ooh, okay, a little all spice. Right. Okay.
So what's your prediction for the game?
Oh man, dude.
What are the streets saying in Philadelphia right now? Are they saying, are they thinking the Bears or are they thinking the Eagles?
I don't know. I don't live in Philly. I live in California.
Bakersfield, California, man. Come on.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Do a little research for one time.
We're really bad at doing research.
No, I did my research. You're really bad. Don't put us in that boat. Sorry about that.
If I had to give you my score prediction, I would say Bears win 24-20.
Okay.
Ooh.
That's what the streets in Bakersfield are saying.
I don't know what them motherfuckers are saying, nigga. That's what the fuck I'm saying, shit.
Okay. What else you got on? Oh shit, dude, I'm on your Twitter right now. Some of the there's a very erect penis on your photos. Who did you send that to? Oh my god! See, oh god! Jesus Christ, dude.
Well, see, what I do, motherfuckers troll me 24/7. So. If they're going to troll me, I'm going to troll them niggas. Whenever they talk shit, I just send them a picture of like a big-ass dick and be like, Sin, there you go.
Okay.
I mean, I have to endure that ass shit for about, I would say, 10 seconds because I have to type it in, search it up, save it, you know, and then when they talk shit.
Why don't you just have one, like, ready to go? Like, you don't have to.
Yeah, you should just have a dick file on your computer for all the trolls.
Oh, no, I do.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Good. Okay, we got your prediction for Monday Night Football. We got some thoughts on week two. What else you got? You got anything else for us? We're going to have you back on every now and then throughout the season. Get an update on Eagles Nation. Get an update on Carson Wentz. But you got anything else you can leave us with before the big game tonight?
Yeah, bitch. Go Birds, motherfucker. And any punk-ass nigga that want to talk shit, bring their ass to Bakersfield, California. I cut their motherfucking throat.
Yeah, meet me in Bakersfield is the new Temecula.
/ you'll send him a dick.
That too.
Yeah. All right. Thanks so much. And everyone, you can go follow EDP at Fat Pussy Is Yummy. He's got like 28,000 followers, so let's get that thing popping.
Hell yeah, let's go.
All right. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
See you later, Mr. Pussy.
All right, man.
All right. Later. Those interviews were brought to you by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the best place to find tickets online. Football is back, and SeatGeek is the smartest, easiest way to find tickets for the games you want to see up close and in person this season. There's nothing like being in the stadium for the biggest plays of the year, and with SeatGeek, it's never been easier. SeatGeek, it's super, super easy. You go and download. There's things going on in the studio right now, but I'm going to get through the SeatGeek app because I love my friends at SeatGeek. They take care of us, and it's super easy. They have an app. It's free. You download the SeatGeek app. You go to the settings tab. You click add a promo code. Enter the promo code TAKE, and SeatGeek will send you $20 after you made your first ticket purchase. It is awesome. I use it. Anytime I want to go to a game, I go pop open my SeatGeek app, and you can find the best tickets in the stadium that you're looking at. They grade it. They give you, there's a little green, yellow, red, telling you whether you got a good deal, bad deal, the worst deal. They want you to be informed as consumers and ticket purchasers, and that's why they have your back. Go download the SeatGeek app right now. Click add a promo code, enter promo code TAKE, T-A-K-E, and SeatGeek will send you $20 after you made your first ticket purchase. Do it right now. All right, let's go to some segments after. Well, let's start with this. Respect the biz. When I'm doing an ad, try not to fart in the microphone.
I'm sorry, that was a mistake.
It was guys being guys. We're getting a little loose on a Sunday night. Here's the thing that people don't know. We come in and do these shows late Sunday night, get a little stir crazy, get a little loopy.
Yep.
I mean, I basically, my weekend is watching football for like 20 hours, so my eyes are bleeding, and then I come in and see you mongrels.
You don't know what reality is at that point. If you're just staring at a screen right. and watching like really right. athletic people, right. and then you walk into a room and it's just us. We're just kind of like pouring over our seats, just like being yeah. lazy. Like,
yeah, right.
You just start to fart sometimes.
I stayed up all the way to watch the Texas-Cal game. It was it was a late night. By the way, guys college kids who drop the ball before the end zone, I love it.
What's going on there?
I love it because everyone freaks out like, it's the easiest thing. Why would you do that? Hey, it's called showmanship.
Hank, can we get your read on that? As a youth, why do kids do this?
ADHD.
More okay. Adderall needs to be
That's
prescribed.
That's right. Dose them with some Ritalin. You okay. won't have this problem.
Okay.
The Seahawks have never dropped a ball before they got to the end zone.
True. Fact.
So just little sabermetrics.
All right. Let's start with a new segment called He Said What?
Oh,
I don't know
okay.
if that's...
That was good. It was okay. It was like a little ethnic.
Yeah.
Like
he said, what?
You're kind of. It's a little bit of appropriation. So
mm-hmm.
He said what?
This goes out to Boomer Esiason. Hank, hit us with what he said.
Like, how do I get his name for you? That's not, and there's not a guy, and the guy's not even on the list. He's busy doing a
T-Bow's
lot of commercials.
Playing for the Mets.
Doing a lot of commercials as Dave Manning. Listen, I don't know. Maybe. Just maybe.
Come on.
Are you talking about a backup quarterback now?
Too? Right now. Why?
Oh, my bad.
Why not?
So bad.
That would be great.
He said, what? That's that's a hot, hot take. I kind of like it, though. I mean, when you guys presented this to me out in the green room, pre-show fist fight, I just looked stunned and said, wow. That yeah. someone would actually think that Bill Belichick would sign Peyton Manning. But the more I think about it, Bill Belichick is the type of guy who would sign Peyton Manning.
And if there's anybody out there that's really good at completing passes to New England Patriots, it's Peyton Manning.
Mm-hmm. Good point.
Yeah. So it actually starts to make a little bit of sense now.
Good point. Quick rundown of who, because the Patriots have to sign someone off the street, right? They can't go with Julian Edelman as their emergency back.
I hope that they do, but they're not going to.
Okay. So let's talk really quickly. Who should they sign?
Well, there's a little man named Joe Webb.
Joe Webb is actually on the Panthers, but okay.
But I'm sure that they could be convinced to drop him.
I was going to go with Joe Webb before Joe Webb, Tavares Jackson.
Ooh, Tavares is out there.
Mm-hmm.
Is
T-Jack.
Is his wife still pointing guns at him? Or no, he pointed a gun at his wife.
And she said, you won't even hit me because you never...
You're not accurate enough to shoot me. Yeah. Right. So
okay. You maybe not. Cross
not,
that off.
Not a winner.
What about Mike Vick?
Mike Vick's out there.
I want them to open up the Yates of Hell.
Oh, yes.
The Yates.
I mean,
Yates action.
Yates of Hell is just TJ Yates, and you can just say that. You also are friends with TJ Yates.
Nice
just
brag, saying. Hank. Realistically, you guys are thinking I'm joking about this. Jeff Garcia.
If
you don't think that Belichick would actually sign Jeff Garcia, yes. you're an idiot because
no.
he would. He has been looking at Garcia's number in his phone and just staring at it, almost pressing call for the last 2 hours.
Not only that, but if you don't think Jeff Garcia could put on some pads on Sunday and go like 11 for 24 for 115 yards, two interceptions, and a rushing touchdown,
yep.
you're crazy.
What about Clipboard Jesus?
Oh, yes. White good call. He won't get in the way. It's true.
Yeah, but he's a little too loose cut. A little too loose cut for
Yeah, he's
got to
cut that hair, yeah.
Yeah, Bill likes a guy like the Yankees like a guy. You
he's
know?
Already got that guy, Chris Long, with all those tattoos.
That's right. He can have one.
Right.
Everybody gets one of those right. guys.
That's not true. Belichick doesn't care about your clean shavenness.
Really? And your tattoos? Like,
I mean, look at Patricia.
Yeah, and Aaron Hernandez. That worked out well for him, so he's probably going to go ahead and do that again.
All right, that was our new segment. He said, what?
What?
Yeah. All right, we have a new segment we wanted to debut. It's called What Time Is It in L.A.? It's with our friend Michael Rappaport. We're going to give him a call. He was explaining time zones to us last time he was on. So let's see what time it is in L.A.
What the fuck?
fuck do you want to do? What are you fucking, what are you podcasting? Are you, am I on the air, you fuck?
hey, Rap, it's 11:13 here in the East Coast. What time is it out there in L.A.?
It's, fuck. I don't, let me check. It's, what time is it? What time is it out there?
It's 11:14 now. A minute has passed since you've been stalling.
So what is it, 9:30 out here?
Okay. Is that AM or PM?
Okay, thanks.
Well, is that cool? Yeah. You're welcome, man. Hey. If you need another, if you get confused later on, just hit me up. I'm here all night.
Okay,
all
right, cool. Thanks, man. All Talk right, to you later. Guys. Okay, bye. And that was our new segment, What Time Is It in LA? All right, we have a media travel complaint of the week from Fran Freshilla.
Yeah.
This one was great.
This is huge. This is I respect how just like blatant this is. Right?
It was so good that you actually wrote it down because you knew he was going to delete it.
Yeah, it was going to be deleted within about 5 minutes.
Could
no matter
have just
what,
screen
so.
Grabbed it, but whatever.
Well, whatever. You know, I'm old school. So he says, hey, American Air, obviously at American Air, as courtesy to your Legion of Exec Platinum members, please let them board after first class instead of with the herd. Thanks. So I agree with him. I mean, like, there should be an executive platinum boarding group that goes, like, after first class, before the troops,
right,
and then before everybody else.
Before the women who has, like, six kids in a stroller.
Yeah.
And the old lady who's got the wheelchair and, like, the young kid who's, you know, works for the airport.
Yeah.
Before those people go on, Fran Freshilla needs to be able to board.
Absolutely. He's a journalist.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, so if a troop gets to board in their own special group, right? What's a troop going to do if they're in their uniform for those extra 15 minutes? They're just going to sit there being polite. If it's a journalist, fire off a few tweets, start that new column for tomorrow morning, send complaints about your mode of transportation that you use to get to the airport while you're in that seat. You can make use of that time. So I'm totally on Team Freshilla here.
Not only that, but would we know to respect the troops if we didn't have journalists that could write about them?
That's a great point. I wouldn't.
Mm-hmm. So just remember, people, journalists make the world go round. All right. PR 101, Brian Kelly. Tough, tough start to the season for the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. It was an interesting strategy to go into the season with cornerbacks that don't know how to tackle. Mm-hmm. That's what they did. And it's, you know, they're now 1-2. They lost to Michigan State. They actually came back in the game, but they were getting embarrassed at home on Saturday night in front of the country. Brian Kelly, then after the game, his Twitter account, at Coach Brian Kelly, liked a tweet from user Kevin Coughlin telling Kelly to fire the defensive coordinator. Mm. So that was it said, time to shake up the staff, coach. Clearly it's not working. Fire Van Gorder. And Brian Kelly's account liked it. He then said, PR 101, he has multiple interns running his account. One of them probably liked it.
Also, one of his multiple interns probably asked the defensive coordinator what the fuck he was doing during the last minute of the game, right? That was an intern that did that.
Yes. Yeah.
Also, an intern was the one that made that kid get up in the scissor lift during a thunderstorm.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
Smart moves by Brian Kelly.
We've said it a million times. If you are trying to get out of your Twitter problems, either have the foundation, Brian Kelly's foundation, and just tweet from that. Like all you want. Foundations have never done anything wrong. Or a bunch of interns.
A lot of interns. Or you can...
Paul Ryan.
Paul Ryan did that. Also, Marlins Man. Marlins Man claims he has five different people that run his account, which is why he accidentally blocked me one time.
Yes.
So thank God he got that cleared up. And he said, I think he said he fired somebody
now
for accidentally blocking me. So.
Are those the same people that bought every single orange shoe size 12 on the internet?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Just wanted to make sure.
And every orange visor.
Yes. Okay. Wanted to make sure. Hurt or injured? Oh, God. So, hurt or injured, Danny Woodhead has a torn ACL and is out for the season and probably going to have to retire. Hurt or injured?
We don't know any of that. Okay? It's still early.
Okay.
It might just be one of those things. I don't know what medically what it's called, but
it's called a stinger. It's a stinger in your knee.
It might just be one of those things that you shake off.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So I was taking a shower. Thank you, Eric. I was taking a shower and
first mistake.
Yeah. Get out. You shouldn't bathe ever on NFL Sunday.
No.
Like that's the day where guys can be stinky.
Right.
Right? So I violated man law and I paid I would say I paid too dearly for it.
Yes. The ultimate price.
I get out of the shower and I've got just, my phone is filled with notifications and it's all people saying like, oh my God, are you okay? Or things like, I'm so sorry. And I didn't even, none of it mentioned Woodhead, but I knew. I knew it was about, there's no reason for that many people to care about my well-being unless it's related to Danny Woodhead. So in my heart of hearts, I knew what it was. So, you know, hopefully he'll be okay, but I've got two intact ACLs.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm John Thomas signed positive. I don't know if I'm a match for Danny, but if I am, I will swear to God, give my ACL to Danny Woodhead. I don't need it anymore.
Who's going to replace Danny? That's the question.
Nobody replaces
Danny. Okay, but we just did the whole, you know, who's going to be the backup quarterback for the New England Patriots when Tom Brady is out. Jimmy Garoppolo was. Have to have a replacement. Give me the name of who we can rally behind in this time of need.
Let me just say this. 2 years ago when Danny was out for the year, I had him on all my fantasy teams. I kept that spot open for Danny Woodhead all year long. I saved a spot for Danny. Okay. Hashtag save a spot for Danny. And I'm going to do the same this year.
Okay.
Because there is.
But you don't even have a fantasy team.
There is. I have one fantasy team. Okay. There is no replacing Danny Woodhead.
Okay. All right.
So maybe Melvin
Gordon. But if you could.
Melvin Gordon's mom.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, actually, that's a good call.
Start Mrs. Gordon.
Yes. Start Mrs. Gordon. What do you got, Hank?
There's a wide receiver on Auburn. He was brought in as a walk-on onside kick specialist. Has become one of their top wide receivers.
Oh, okay. And what? His name, not to be racist, but.
He's white.
Okay.
Yeah. His name's Will Hastings.
Will Hastings. I love it.
I love it. Willie.
His first name just means determination.
He's got the same name as Stingray's cat.
And his name means fast determination. Yeah. I love it. Let's get this. So here's, okay. Here's what Danny's doing. Okay. He's graciously taking himself out of the equation because without Danny Woodhead, the Chargers aren't going to win more than 5 games this year.
Nope.
Okay? So Chargers are going to be able to pick up Will Hastings or Christian McCaffrey.
Draft him in the first round.
Get those guys on the team. And then just reload. Then we just reload.
Okay. All right. Will Hastings.
Can you imagine Will Hastings coming downhill at you with J.J. Watt's cooler brother in
just
the lead?
Just his name is just great. Will Hastings. Yeah. Look at him. Oh, man. Is he a ginger?
Yeah. He sure
oh,
is.
Oh, man. He's like a cooler Andy Dalton.
Yeah. All right.
Andy Dalton's the least cool person in the world. But, yeah. You know what I'm saying.
I am totally on board the Hastings Express.
Okay. You had for me.
Yeah, so couldn't help but notice that Arian Foster kneeled for the national anthem.
Yeah.
And he injured his groin severely today. Just saying. It's kind of interesting.
Little God. I mean, God is American.
Mm-hmm. Under God. It's TJ wrote in the Declaration.
Okay.
So.
Finally. Before the show's over, I have a spin zone for everyone. For everyone. You ready for this? It's from the Standard Digital. I don't know if this is a real place,
but
I'm going to.
That's a fake place, yeah.
Okay. Well, guess what? I don't care. Expert says meteor could wipe out Earth next week, marking the end of humanity. Okay? You want to know where the spin zone comes in? Hank?
You're in my same boat?
Exactly. We've had a tough run of it with the old bookie. I'm sure there's a lot of you out there. Probably haven't won a lot of money this year because we all suck at gambling. Guess what? End of humanity in a week. Yeah. Just dodge that call. Say you're away in vacation. Say you're in Mexico until the meteor comes. Do not pay your bookie.
You just got to run out the clock here.
Yes,
hey,
exactly.
Hey, while we're at it, why not have a second dessert?
Yeah. Boom.
Extra helping
Already
of
did.
General So's chicken.
Already did.
No need to get back in the gym.
No.
Nope. I was actually planning on going back in the gym tomorrow until I saw this news.
Now you'd be a real sucker. Like,
real sucker.
You should be spending all of your time eating bad for your food and having sex.
Yes.
That's it.
Okay.
And watching
with
football.
Myself. But
well, yeah.
Yeah.
Just I didn't specify like with a partner.
Yeah.
Just orgasming.
Okay.
Squeeze in as many orgasms as you can in the next 2 weeks.
The O word is hard. Don't do the O word like that.
Okay.
Okay. But yeah, seriously, guys, just don't pay your bookie because we're literally all going to die someday.
Yeah.
Probably next week.
If he gives you any shit, be like, hey,
hey,
Big Cat told me.
Yeah, Big Cat told me. Yeah, you know what? Give him my number. I'll take care of it for you guys. We should just do that. We should have like a bookie pass around service where like I give my number to someone to get him out and be like, oh, yeah, hey, this is a new number.
Well, have you ever negotiated a contract with somebody and they say, yeah, that sounds great. Let me just put you through to our legal department and they'll finalize it. So you'll be somebody's legal department.
Right.
Be like, yeah, you know, I'm working on getting that check stamped and sent out to you later on this week.
We should all do that. We should all scratch each other's backs. We'll have like a telephone tree, a bookie tree, where it's like, here, you talk to my bookie, I'll talk to yours, and we all just help each other out and we never have to pay.
Hank, do you know what a telephone tree is?
No, we've been through this. Yeah, yeah, okay. That's, you know what? That's the Danny Woodhead, Jack Daniels talking right there.
Yeah.
That's okay. I'm okay with you having a few drinks this episode.
Thanks.
Yeah. All right. We'll see you Wednesday quickly. We are starting to do a lot of videos, so you don't want to miss those videos. If you don't see it, they're all on barstoolsports.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, @PardonMyTake, and Instagram, @PardonMyTake, and Snapchat, @BarstoolSports. Follow us. We're doing a bunch of videos. We're doing Larry gambling videos. We have a few fun video ideas, one called Guys on a Bench, which we're going to be debuting soon. That one's great with our guy Caleb. We have all kinds of fun stuff, so do that. Also, remember to subscribe. Tell everyone to subscribe. We want to be number one. We are number one, but we want to be number one, number one.
Winner.
Yeah. By the way, we just like claim that we're number one, even though we're like four. But I kind of like that.
But we're on our way back to number one.
Right. And we were once number one. So when someone says, you guys are the number one podcast, I just say, well, yeah. I mean, it depends on what week, right?
In people's hearts.
Yeah.
That's what I...
Oh, okay. Yeah. Good point.
Plus, it's kind of rude of you to correct them after they say that.
And also fantasy football. It's all those nerds doing fantasy football listening to Matthew Berry. So come on, guys. Subscribe to our podcast. Tell everyone else to subscribe and leave a review. We'll see you Wednesday.
Take on me, take me on. I'll be gone in a day.
It's Pardon My Take, presented by Barstool Sports.